The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Welcome to Pointing You Home, your number one local real estate news resource. 15 years running. Stick around at 8:30 for your Senior Solutions show, where Helen Flynn will rejoin us again. Now let's jump into local news that matters to you.
Hey, take it away.
What about local high schools? Which local high schools scored the highest? Well, in Montgomery County, high schools, the public high school arena, Poolsville High School came in at number one best school in Maryland. Also top five were Winston Churchill at number two, Bethesda at number three, Wooten High School at number four, and five other Montgomery County high schools also made it into the top 10. Well, Richard Montgomery at seven, Walter Johnson at eight, Bethesda Chevy Chase at 10, and we also had Montgomery Blair at 11, Quince Orchard at 16. These rankings are based off of grades, state test results, SAT, ACT scores, as well as survey results on academics, culture, and diversity, and health and safety. But Montgomery County is also home to some of the best-ranked private schools. Holton Arms in Bethesda is the number one private school in Maryland. Landon School and Georgetown Prep round out the top five at numbers four and five. Now, I will tell you that my life, I graduated from Wooten High School. I attended Landon School. So I actually attended two of the schools that made it into the top ranks. Both schools were different. I'll tell you, after I graduated from the sixth grade at Cold Spring Elementary School, I started at Landon School and I could barely keep my head above water. The stringency at that time in the 1970s, the amount of homework that I had as a 12 and 13-year-old, roughly 3 hours of homework a night after I had to play a sport in the afternoon, was very, very hard for me. I wasn't used to spending that much time cracking the books and pounding French, American history, and pre-algebra into my brain. But as a result of the hard work and the consistency and the pursuit of my education, 7th, 8th, 9th, and the middle of the 10th grades at Landon School, it prepared me for the rest of my life. Now, I really wanted to study theater, so I left Landon in the middle of the 10th grade. I went to Wooten High School, and I jumped into taking dance classes there, and and this is the benefit of a public school. Sometimes the programs that a public school can offer are more varied and allow a student to study things that maybe at a private school they won't have quite as much opportunity. Now, mind you, there were only 46 boys in my class at Landon, but there were about 500 in my class at Wooten. So the private school was an invaluable experience for me, and I'm still a Landon Bear and always will be. But I'm also a Wooten Patriot. I share both of those hats. And I have both groups of friends. I'll tell you, Montgomery, Fairfax, Arlington, other counties in our area host some of the best schools in the world right here. And in the public arena, if you pursue passionately whatever your interest is, in my case, I wanted to be an actor. So I studied acting. I studied singing under Don Dowdy and acting under Stan Brodsky. And then Marion Griffin was the dance teacher. And I studied tap, jazz, modern, and even ballet. I ended up going to Southern Methodist University as a BFA in the acting program there for the first 2 years of my career, and then I acted around the Washington, D.C. area in local professional and community theater before finishing my degree at Maryland. Once I graduated from college, I realized that I loved acting, but I didn't love it enough to spend my whole life doing it. Well, I have a son now who's actually pursuing acting, and that's what he is doing in L.A. Now, I started real estate 31 years ago. I love working with people. And I've always been a gifted salesman, always was when I was a little kid, all the way through high school and then obviously throughout my career. Our group has sold over 125 homes this year. We've got a tremendous track record for selling homes. 55% of our homes sell in less than 10 days. We've got a track record because over 30 years, I've applied the economic principles I learned in college as well as the persuasion skills that I learned through the practice of real estate with the personality that God gifted me. And all of these together and building a system of 119 individual steps to help you get through the process of preparation, selling, and the whole marketing system, and then negotiating to protect your interests and get the best price gives our clients a phenomenal experience. We now have 20 in our group in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. We have offices in multiple locations. And I guess my point is to say that if you're now at that point, we're coming to the end of the summer, you're thinking about making a move, and you're thinking, gosh, you know, I want to work with a good team that's empathetic to my needs, maybe sympathetic to my needs as well, and perhaps can bring me through a process to get me where I need to go, then this is the right group for you. I don't think there's another group out there that has 30-plus years experience in the senior-focused center of the world. I don't think there's another group out there that has the number of years experience per agent or the production per agent. There are many groups and teams, and a team or a group is really could be just as simple as an agent saying, hey, let me get a couple of people together and I'll call it a group. There's a difference between having 119 individual steps, identifying who's most responsible for those, and then having a cohesive oversight of that process so that our client gets a fantastic experience from the beginning to the end. That's what the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster offers. It all starts with education. So having a great education from public or private arena is very, very important. My 7 years of French have served me well in my French. My year of Chinese has served me very well, unexpectedly. 30 years ago, I studied Chinese, and you know, nowadays, I don't know well enough to keep on a very good conversation, but I can break the ice pretty darn well. I spent 2 months in Russia when I was 27, so I speak a little bit of Russian. I speak Spanish pretty well. The point is that education, whether it's in languages, mathematics, if you can learn to think analogously, if you can learn to think by thinking that whatever you're experiencing is like something else and apply what it is that you know how to do to what you don't know how to do, you can do well. I'm grateful that I grew up in this area, that I got the education that I have and for the teachers who taught me, including my broker, Charlie Llewellyn, who I worked for 25 years. Charlie, who graduated West Point, he's got three sons who've also gone to West Point now. And Charlie, when I was a theater major coming into real estate, he helped me to change my dress, my clothes, so that I was wearing sharp clothes and, you know, button-down shirts and, French cuffs and, looking sharp for the people that I was working with. He also taught me how to serve people with excellence. So education doesn't stop in school. It continues through life. And now I pass on the things that I've learned to my kids and to the people that I do business with.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Hey, Washington, D.C. has some new construction plans. 2 million square foot development near the Grosvenor Strathmore Metro. Just outside of Bethesda, Maryland, to the north is the Grosvenor Metro. Right now, there's not much there except for a couple of tall apartment buildings. There's going to be a lot more development right there by the metro station, over 2 million square feet in multiple buildings, walking distance to the Strathmore, which, by the way, is a great venue for catching a good performance. 65 new townhouses are also slated to go into the 400-acre King Farm community. So keep an eye out if you want to be in King Farm, not far from the Falls Grove. 65 new townhouses will be going in there. Keep an eye out. Get in touch with us at the Eric Stewart Group. Toll-free 800-900-9104 for those. Or in D.C., Bloomingdale. Northwest's Bloomingdale neighborhood became the city's newest historic district. Unanimous vote means any new construction, demolition, or exterior work that requires city permits has to go through the city. Can't just take something down in Bloomingdale anymore.
Just walk away, Renee. You won't see me
bother. Hey, how do you know it's time to move? How do you know it's time to move? Have you thought about 6 different signs that you should know it's probably time to move on? Well, most of us don't. Most of us think, like in my case, hey, I bought the house I grew up in because I loved where I lived so much. Now that my parents have moved to retirement community, I took that house from them about 10 years ago. And, you know, it's never the same. We can't never go back in life. But there's common threads in our minds with the living in areas that we've been in for many, many long years. But there does come a time, and I can tell you right now, I don't think I'll live in my home as long as my parents did. I'll come to a point where I'll say, okay, I don't want to spend my time or my money maintaining what I have when I'm not using it. My parents really liked the staying put. You know, 10 years is the average amount that most people stay in their homes. My parents moved into their home in 71 and sold it to me in 04. So they were there 33 years. How many of you all been in your home over 30 years? How about 40 years? Okay. How about 50 years? Well, I tell you what, if you've been in your home for over 50 years, that's amazing. 50 years is a long time, and that really speaks to how much you love where you are. And in fact, it may be extremely difficult for you to think about making a move. I recently helped a lady who was born in her home, and in the 70th year of her life, decided it was time to move. Now, she didn't live there the whole time, but she was born and raised there and moved away and then came back, and her mom let her inherit it. And so she decided to move back into the property. I tell you what, let's run a little contest here. If any of you who are listening today have been in your home for over 60 years, I want you to shoot me an email. I'm going to buy you a cup of coffee from Starbucks. That's right. I just need you to send me an email and put in your phone number. If you've been in your home over 60 years, send me an email at eric@ericstewartgroup.com or call us toll free at 800-900-9104. Six signs it's time to move on right after this.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
You wake up in the morning, you pull the paper out, you're looking at the local real estate sales, and all of a sudden you notice it seems an incongruency has taken place. All of a sudden, a home down the street from you has just sold for a price you think, what in the world did that house have? I know who used to live in that house. That was the Johnsons' old house, and that's nothing but a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath Rambler brick and block from the 1950s. How in the world did that get $800,000 for it? All of a sudden, something's happened to the market. You wake up and you realize that you have more money than you thought you did in your property. You know, for the last something like 10 years, we saw the real estate market drop hard. We saw across the country a tremendous amount of foreclosure activity, and we saw people underwater across our whole nation. Well, those days are pretty much gone now because most areas have seen values come back up and increase to at least the level the old highs were at in 2007. Not everywhere, including in our area, is this the case. The further out you go, the less it is the case. The closer you get in, the more it is the case the value has not only reached the old high, but increased above it. Look at Washington, D.C. as a perfect example. I just sold a property in Southwest Washington, D.C. for $900,000. This is a three-bedroom, three-full-bath townhouse with a one-and-a-half-car garage. It is in Southwest Washington, D.C., and it backs up to 395. Literally, as you're in the kitchen, you're looking at the traffic that would be driving down under the tunnel to go onto D Street and come up at Capitol Hill. So this is not a quiet, private location. You've got buildings right on the other side of 395 looking in the back of the property. You follow? Property sold for $900,000. But that's not incredible. What's incredible is that the house next door sold for $980,000 because it had some improvements that the one I sold didn't have. You know, you might have bought that home for $550,000 7 or 8 or 9 years ago. Seriously, that's an incredible improvement in value. And as the new Audi Field was launched in Southwest D.C., and if you haven't paid attention to this, you should open your eyes on this one. Wayne Rooney joined D.C. United. Wayne joined the team 4 games ago, and they have won the last 4 games in a row. It's been very, very exciting. Wayne had probably one of the best goals I've ever seen in my whole life just a few games ago. In fact, if you were to Google Wayne Rooney, Acosta, A-C-O-S-T-A, that's the other player who shot the pass that Wayne Rooney passed out to, it was an incredible turn of events. An open net save by Rooney turns into a goal all within 10 seconds. It was incredible. Just Google that if you know what I'm saying. Hey, what am I trying to say? We've got a new field, Audi Field. We've got DC United. We've got the Nationals down there. And we've got the new wharf in the Southwest. Change has taken place. A new America has arrived in Southwest. And Southwest has some kinks to work out. There are some challenges in Southwest. No questions asked. They're working on it. It's in transition. It'll still be 5 to 10 more years. But what I'm trying to say is you wake up one morning, you see the value of your property has jumped crazy. You weren't really aware of how much it had gone up. You might say to yourself, wow, I could now sell and take my $300,000 or my $600,000 or whatever amount of money. I can bank that. I could go buy a house in North Carolina for $260,000 and buy cash, have no mortgage, and still have a couple $100,000 in the bank to live off of, including whatever retirement savings you have. You follow what I'm saying? All of a sudden, your life changes. You hit the real estate lotto a little bit. Maybe that's a reason for you to think about making a move.
I warned you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen, wouldn't pay me no mind, and I'm moving on. I'm rolling on.
Or maybe you're just, number two, sick of feeling financially stressed. Mortgage, the word, is a French word, which means death grip, literally. Because the French would lend money at usurious, which just means very high rates, back in the 19th century, and people would borrow money from the French banks and they could never pay it back, so they would die still in debt, and the banks, the death grip, would take the property back. Which is why we actually call killing your mortgage to amortize it. That's literally what it means. But you may be so financially stressed, you cannot kill your mortgage. You might say, you know, I can't see myself. I don't really want to live my life just paying this debt off. I feel like all I'm doing is working off my debt, paying off my debt. Maybe you'd do better off if you got out of debt and just rented. There's nothing wrong with that. Or maybe you just buy something that's less expensive. Nothing wrong with that. Maybe you've, you know, look, life is always on the move. We buy at a point in time and we're fixed into that asset for as long as we actually own it, even while our life is continuing to move on. You've heard me talk about the fact that I've got a life and I've got kids who are at different stages of going out of the house, going through high school, etc. And every year my life moves on. Every year I'm getting a little bit older. That's okay. This is just the reality of life. So maybe I say to myself, I don't really want to keep this house anymore. Maybe it's not a stress. Maybe it's just a burden to have to maintain it. Maybe you're maintaining a house for just yourself because you're by yourself now. Hey, these are reasons. Maybe you've grown and maybe your house hasn't. You know, there's a lot of families who moved on to U Street and the condominiums and they're in one-bedroom, two-bedroom condos. They're married now and they've got one and maybe one on the way. That was me 25 years ago. It was time for me to move out of my two-bedroom, one-bath house in Kensington, Maryland and move into a four-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath single-family house with a two-car garage and a decent lot for the kids to play on a playground. That was just the right change for me. I gave up the one smaller house. I took on a little more debt and got the larger house and moved there. Lived there for 10 years and then bought my parents' house. But you know what? I'm telling you right now, when my last child goes, you know, I'm going to look at my house very differently. Sure, it's a holding place for my memories, but I don't want to live in my house for the rest of my life. You got to put at least 5 to 7 years into your house, oftentimes to recoup the cost of buying it and selling it, unless the market has moved dramatically on the upswing. And lastly, you're just done with the high maintenance. You don't like the fact that you're cutting the grass for 3 or 4 hours on a Saturday afternoon, or even if you are, at that point where you're willing to give it up, you're now having to pay $200 for somebody else to cut it. And you're like, you know, this is also just a headache. These are some good reasons for you to consider making a move now. If the time has come, you're at that point, you're like, yeah, all that rings true with me, Eric. Call me today. Let me or one of my team come out, meet with you and tell you how we can help you make the move. It could be you're not going to be ready for a year, year and a half. That's fine. We meet with sellers all the time who are still years out, because we want to help give you the best advice. What kinds of things will make you money? Put a dollar in where you can get $2 back. Otherwise, avoid it. Hey, one of my listings in Beltsville, Maryland, we sold. It's under contract now, but I got a call from two different rental prospects. Yes, people, listen carefully to what I'm about to say. You may not know this, but your property could be used for a rental scam. Okay? Scammers are taking rental prop. They're taking properties that are not even up for rent, and they're just grabbing information off the web. They're posting it on Craigslist and saying for rent. They're putting a contact that's difficult for a renter, and they're putting the amount to rent that property at something less than market value. Sure enough, this listing of mine was being used to attempt to swindle money out of unsuspecting renters. You can rent this single family that, in this case, would have been $2,400 to rent for only $1,700. Too good to be true? Sure enough, it's exactly what it was. Too good to be true.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off.
We've got a new listing at 716 North Henry Street, not on the market yet. Just under $900,000. Special four-level EYA townhouse with a patio on the top. Off-street parking dedicated for two cars. Plus, if you have your own business, say you are an architect, you run your own business, or you want to have an Airbnb, this is a great home where you could live and rent the basement out or actually run a business out of it. The code allows for it. For more information, get in touch with us directly at 1-800-900-9104. We'll give you all the details. Well, that about wraps it up for the Pointing You Home show. But coming up, Senior Solutions Real Estate Show will be covering dementia and can you dance yourself to better brain health, plus the power and joy of reconnecting with old friends. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.